People with diseases and disabilities spoke passionately about the use of medical marijuana and called for rules addressing the proper type, dosage, and availability of the medicine. Charles Papsidori has multiple sclerosis and says medical marijuana relieves the muscle spasms in his legs, but does not leave him groggy the way painkillers do.
It's all about the strand. You have to get that right strand, which people are missing the point about why it was voted for the medical community. It's the right strand that we have to get to relieve those symptoms.
Papsidori also believes MS patients should be granted hardship exemptions to allow them to cultivate their own marijuana rather than travel to a dispensary. Voters last fall passed a ballot question to legalize medical marijuana. The law gives the Massachusetts Department of Public Health until May 1st to issue regulations to implement the law. The department sought public comment at three listening sessions across the state this month. The final one was held Wednesday at Holyoke Community College. Among the issues to be decided by the regulators is which debilitating medical conditions marijuana use will be authorized for. At the public hearings, there have been calls for its use by cancer patients, people with nerve damage, Parkinson's disease, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Karen Mukasey, a physician and breast cancer survivor, believes there should be no difference between prescribing marijuana and any other controlled substance.
No one knows a patient better than their own physician. No one has better access to the medical records, the medical tests that they've had. The physician's right there. They can do a complete and thorough physical exam. They can ask whatever questions they have. And the physician is best able to determine whether that patient might be helped.
The health department has to define the quantity of marijuana that makes up a 60-day supply, which is the limit for patients under the state law. It must decide if and how marijuana is used in food for medical purposes and establish security requirements for the medical marijuana treatment centers. Michael Cutler is a lawyer who says he represents a number of clients interested in setting up marijuana dispensaries.
We need to be sure that the regulations protect patient access. We also need to be sure that they protect operators to be able to make a fair living from their investment in performing this public service, this healthcare service.
The law authorizes up to 35 nonprofit marijuana treatment centers across the state, with at least one in each county. The state's interim public health commissioner, Lawrence Smith, says the department has a lot of information to absorb and a short time to write regulations by May 1st.
We have a certain schedule of our public health council meetings, which is where regulations happen. So we have to work within that, and there's a sets of rules around getting things published with the Secretary of State. So we have to factor all that in, but we are working very hard to meet those deadlines.
The health department is studying regulations already in place in the 17 other states that have legalized medical marijuana. All of the New England states, except New Hampshire, which is currently debating the matter, have approved the use of medical marijuana. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.